Good morning and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read Psalms 86. Psalms 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save my servant that trusteth. Save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my voice. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest pit. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast opened me and comforted me. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you sent to us on time to direct us, guide us, cleanse us, and sanctify us. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives have come from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
As we confess our sins and renounce them, Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we commit once again into your hand not to do them again and to live a life to please you and to honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we trust you and rely on you that you will answer our prayers. You will shield us, protect us, and provide us all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to implement the discipline orders on their children and according to your will. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the works of the enemy and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to humble down. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, laziness, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children to preserve in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you and continue to do your works. Lord, we pray that you will help and support all the single parents in the church and provide all their needs to continue to care for their children. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. And so we give what is due to you. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you from tithes, offerings, and first fruits that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to help us to be noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them that they can see Christ in us. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need, that you will provide to them their needs. Lord, give them wisdom to help them to solve their problems. Lord, heal those who are sick among them and provide jobs for those who are jobless in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and the people back home in our countries and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people that we mention now in our prayers. Lord, convict them to repent and to come and to give their lives to you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UEA and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of new people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and the wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, prosper all those places so we too your church will prosper. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Grant us favor from you and from the governments of those places that all our logistic needs and documentations will be provided. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more brethren to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, lead us to those who are repenting to help them to go out of their troubles. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church schooling, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchmen ministry, the evangelism, the publications, the children and the youth under their parents, and the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to preach your word, and impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to make disciples, to pray, to minister, and to declare your will, so they will know that you are the true God and we are your servants. Lord, enable us to reach new places, new countries, cities, and new languages and nations. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, bless every item of our service. Bless our prayers, our worship songs, the giving, and your word that we will hear today. Speak to us, Lord, and do miracles and wonders in our midst. Bless also this recording to reach the rest of the congregations and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship and praise the Lord. Amen.
times I will bless him, his praise will be in my mouth, my soul makes its boast in the Lord.
The humble man will hear him, the afflicted will be glad, and joy with me to magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together forever. I saw the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from my fears. Let us exalt his name together forever.
I saw the Lord, he heard me and
with you. Thank you once more, Lord God. We pray, Father, that as we exalt your name forever and ever, once more, Lord God, you will put your name in our hearts, O Lord, and in our minds to continue to glorify and magnify you. Hallelujah. Let's magnify the mighty name of the Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord our God.
Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty.
Yes, O Lord Jesus, thank you that you're alive and we too will live forever. That is your promise for us. You have given us the hope as you have risen from the dead. Yes. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, O Lord God. Once more, O Lord, we continue, O Lord God, to lift up our soul unto you, worshiping your holy name, singing praises unto you until the time that you will take us with you. We pray, O Lord God, that we will continue to be spotless and free of any sin, so that we will be with you forever. Hallelujah. Let's sing together. Jesus, we pray, O Lord God, that one day, O Lord God, we will face him, Lord, face to face, O Lord. Thank you once more for that hope that you have given, the hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Let us collect our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Open your Bibles in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We come before you to present our tithes, offerings, and first fruit. Lord, we thank you for your blessings, and we believe we will have what you promise, O God. Lord, bless this offering and use it for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading from the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is The Power of Jesus' Resurrection. Open your Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 57 to 66. Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 to 66 in King James Version. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, While he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciple came by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Lord God, we praise and bless your name. We thank you for your word that we may hear. Lord, speak to us to do and have full submission to the instructions that you've given to us. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord, convict your people to abide and to please you. Lord, anoint my lips to read your word and to emphasize more of the message today. This is all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. After Jesus died on the cross, he was buried and laid in a tomb. The place that Jesus' body was laid got secured and scrutinized in a way that it will be feasible to be reached, as if the enemy, the devil, would still fight to even hinder Jesus from rising from the dead. But it was impossible even to the grave to lay hold on him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 to 57. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Three things were at the entrance of the tomb of Jesus that may hinder reaching to him and may deceitfully work to hinder spreading the good news of his resurrection. The same these things may oppose the church today and work to hinder the spread of the good news of Jesus' victory and death. But the resurrection has power and is at work this very day to aid us, we who are his church, his workers, to combat all the following obstacles and forces. Number one, the old tradition represented by the stone at the entrance. Matthew chapter 27, verses 59 to 60. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Who put this stone? Joseph. Who was he? The Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John give good account about him of who really was. Letter A. Who also himself was Jesus' disciple. It was in Matthew chapter 27, verse 57. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Letter B, an honorable counselor. Mark chapter 15, verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. Letter C, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. Luke chapter 23, verse 50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. Letter D, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews. John chapter 19, verses 38 to 40. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in a linen cloth with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. When we put all the four together, we can conclude that Joseph of Arimathea was still following the Jewish tradition. He was part of the Jewish council. He had faith in Jesus and was a disciple of him, but kept that secretly so that his privileges from the Jewish side will not be affected. He was still rooted in the tradition as he showed his interest more in burying the body of Jesus according to the Jewish customs, more than his interest to follow the word of God. The women who went to the tomb were asking each other who will remove the stone that Joseph of Arimathea had placed at the entrance. It was in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 3. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" It is really a question. Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? The same obstacle and the same question the church today is facing. There are many Christians today are living in the old tradition. They believe in Christ and they claim that they are his disciples, but they are still clung to the old traditions and practices that contradict and do not agree with the word of God. They are like Joseph of Arimathea. Themselves, they put obstacles but are unaware of that. Their teachings and ways of life, rooted in many customs and traditions that hinder others from reaching Christ and know him in the right way. But here is the good news. Mark chapter 16, verse 4. And when they look, they saw the stones were rolled away, for it was very great. The stone that the woman were thinking about got removed in the following way. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. In the same way, God will handle whatever obstacles that comes from the traditional churches and Christians who are not sound in their life of life. You do not need to worry, because Christ's resurrection power is able to move away whatever hindrances and will enable us to church to continue to testify about Christ's resurrection and go forward with the guidance and the power of God. The Holy Spirit will continue to preach the gospel and making new disciples for Jesus. Number two, the manipulative, corrupted church leaders represented by the seal, and the persecution represented by the guards. Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 to 66. Again, Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 to 66. The next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciple come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. The chief priest and the Pharisees wanted to abolish any possibility of Christ's resurrection from the dead. They were assuming that his disciples would go and take him out from the tomb and claim that he rose from the dead. So they went to Pilate and requested him to give order for the tomb to be secured. Pilate knew very well the Pharisees and the chief priests, how they were manipulative in attitude and have great jealousy toward Jesus. So he told them in Matthew chapter 27, verse 65, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. Not only that, but when Christ resurrected on the third day and the guards reported that, still the chief priests and the Pharisees wanted to oppose that and hinder the good news of Jesus' victory over death. Let us read what they did. Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 to 15. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciple came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. The chief priests and the Pharisees had the following wrong attitudes. Letter A, accusation against Jesus and his disciples. They accused Jesus as deceiver and accused his disciples that they came and stole the body of Jesus to make false proclamation about his resurrection. Letter B, cheating in the form of using money to bribe the guards in order to change their witness and testimony. Letter C, there were liars. They put words in the mouths of the guards and instructed them to say lies. Nowadays, inside the church, many leaders who take position and authority inside the church, but they are corrupted people. They know the word of God very well, but they do not practice the truth because they need to give up their possessions and certain privileges that they are happy to have. It is very discouraging fact today about the church that those who led are corrupted and accuse badly genuine workers who are not willing to please them. These bad leaders, they use their possession, lies, and money to pervert the truth. In spite of all, we are still called to preach the gospel in such atmosphere. Even there are liars and false teachers and manipulative pastors who know the truth, but they keep their hand in corruption to keep receiving their privileges, God still wants us to be honest and truthful to Him and to the people and live in honestly living and proclaiming the message. Mm-hmm. The power of Christ's resurrection will enable us to combat all these evil forces inside the church, and we will receive the victory. And we will be able to preach the gospel and reach new people and make new disciples. The early church believers and disciples, for example, Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons, were feeble in position, reputations, and resources in comparison to the chief priests and Pharisees. But God was with them as he is with us today, and the power of Jesus' resurrections work for their behalf, as today is working and aiding us to combat all lies, manipulations, and corruptions, and the message is preached. Therefore, we need to continue to preach the truth so the gospel message will be available to those who are willing to follow.
Amen.
Furthermore, the resurrected Christ combated the acts of the Pharisees and encouraged his disciples and motivated them to go forward and spread the message. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 21. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and he said, and his side. There were disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, What again? Peace be unto you. As my Father had sent me, even so I send you. The same Lord will do the same for us today and will continue to inspire us to reach new areas with the gospel. The resurrected Christ furthermore appeared and commissioned others to continue to do the work. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 8, King James Version. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of a due time. The word of God should encourage us that the same Lord will continue to reveal himself to others, will change their lives and commission them to serve him with us. The other obstacle that had faced the early disciples and faces us today is the persecution, and they're represented by the guards. Pilate was a source for the guards at the tomb of Jesus. But Pilate would not do that unless the chief priests and the Pharisees were the people who invited him to do that. In the same way, persecution will come from non-believers, but the corrupted and manipulative leaders have hand in that. They were the one who recommend to Pilate to crucify the Lord, because their interest got affected with Jesus' sound teaching. The non-believers will not know the details of the body of Christ unless people from inside who are jealous and angry with the truth will report to them and invite them to harm. Amen. The corrupted church leader will use the non-believers and the government of the country and nations in order to harm and stop the true followers and disciples of Christ who delight and live the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The early church was persecuted by Pilate and Herod, prompted by the Jews, but Christ's resurrection power prevailed over these forces. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, he mentioned to them the following. Philippians chapter 4, verse 22. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of the Caesar's household. The Roman soldiers who crucified the Lord, now their countrymates become saints and faithful disciples of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Paul said and desired the following, as we can read in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Paul delighted and desired the following. Letter A, that I may know him. Paul wanted to know more about Christ's justification and sanctification. Let us also desire the same. B, and the power of his resurrection. What we describe in this message is the impact of Christ's resurrection and what can do to us. Let us also desire, as Paul desired, to know and experience more of that power. Letter C, and the fellowship of his sufferings. We will experience more of Christ's resurrection power as we are willing to humble down and share his suffering. Letter D, being made conformable unto his death. We need to be willing to be like Christ, to imitate him by full submission to the will of God, forgiving those who hurt us, and in surrendering to his plan and purpose. My dear and beloved, the way you see things and understand events in the light of his word can mark and bring great victory in your life. God is with his church, his disciples, and he is with us to combat whatever old tradition that comes from the traditional churches and traditional Christians, and whatever corruption and persecution that we may face from the hypocrites who know the truth, but delight in worldliness and wickedness to pursue their evil motives and wrong purposes and serving God. We must know that Jesus' resurrection power is real and can overcome whatever hindrances may come in front of us that deceitfully work to hinder spreading the good news of his resurrection. Let us be encouraged by the message so we can go forward, treading the power of darkness and overcoming by Christ's help all the obstacles that the enemy might place before us. Let us pray. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your encouraging word to me. Lord, thank you for all the miracles that you're doing that you have done to remove many and various obstacles that hindered my work with you. And thank you for all the protections I receive from you. Thank you for all the teaching, the rebukes, the corrections, and admonishment that we receive in this message. Come now to God and confess and renounce all your sins. Confess and renounce all your traditional practices and that contradict the scripture. Confess and renounce your lack of faith and full trust in God. Confess and renounce your lies, cheating, corruption, and hypocrisy. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your greed, your love for money, material things. Confess and renounce your anger, hatred, revenge, unforgiveness, grudge, and bitterness. Confess and renounce your envy and jealousy. Confess and renounce your lust and your sexual immoralities. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers and in bondage with the media, news, and games. Confess and renounce your unwillingness to suffer for Christ and God persecuted. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I put in your hand the following obstacles. Lord, I trust you that you can handle them, and whatever obstacle else, that you can remove them from my way so that I can continue to preach the gospel and proclaim your will and plan to others. Lord, continue to encourage me and provide for me and give me the joy, the good health, and the strength so I can continue to serve you and live according to your will. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who responded to the message and gave their lives fully for you to serve you. Lord, continue to lead them to serve you, remove obstacles from before them, and protect them from persecution. Provide their needs and fill them with the Holy Spirit and make them fruitful to bring more souls unto you. And aid us as a workers and church of God to testify about your goodness to others. Lord, continue to encourage us and provide for us and give us the joy and the strength so we can continue to spread the good news of Christ's death and resurrection. Lord, increase our faith and trust in you. And we ask you to help us to overcome the following obstacles. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and preach the gospel of Jesus and to live in obedience to your word that we receive in this message. Lord, protect us and guide us to handle those troubles that are caused by the traditional Christians and the corrupted church leaders. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible study groups and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.